my Father is the husband. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 5 says, or verse 4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Verse 5 said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Praise God. Amen. Without the Lord, we are nothing. Can't do anything without God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you turn to Deuteronomy, I'd like to grab one scripture there. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 13. Said unto Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that croucheth beneath. Amen. Oh, God. And one more scripture in Genesis chapter 49, verse 22. Said, Joseph is a fruitful bough or bough, even a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. Amen. Praise God. God had helped me just for these few minutes. I'd like to preach to you tonight on by the fountain. By the fountain. Amen. We read there in Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses is blessing the 12 tribes of Israel, and he's fixing to die. And he goes down, he begins to name them. And there in verse 13, he said, and Joseph, blessed the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that croucheth beneath. Amen. In studying that, it means that where it says croucheth beneath, there's some kind of underground supply there that goes beneath the deep. And as Moses is describing Joseph there, he's telling us how that he was able to stand. In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob there is fixing to die, and he's also talking about his 12 sons. There in verse 3, he talks about Reuben and said, thou art thy firstborn, the mighty in the beginning of strength. Amen. He also said he was unstable as water. Amen. He talked about all of them. But when it comes to Joseph, he said, Joseph, he says, you're a fruitful pop. Amen. A fruitful pop by a well which branches run over the wall. Amen. The ball for the bell there is the main branch. Amen. That's connected by a well. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I'd like to be connected to the main line. Amen. You can take a pipe that's laying around the house. It's not worth much. Amen. But you connect it to the main line here in Hamilton, it's worth a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, Joseph, amen, you're a fruitful bough. You're the main branch that's connected by a well. Amen. Whose branches run over the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be connected to the main line tonight. Amen. That's the only way, Brother College, that we'll bear forth fruit. Amen. Unto God. You look at Joseph there. Amen. Being despised by his brothers. Joseph. Amen. Being sold by his brothers. Amen. Looked down upon. Amen. End up with Potiphar's house. And then he was put into the dungeon or the prison there. Amen. You know, know what? A lot of children, amen, Brother Mike, amen, when they're around home, amen, it's easy to serve God. But I'll tell you something, amen, when Joseph left home, amen, you know why? Amen, he was told, amen, is being example as a well, amen, is because the Bible said, amen, you've been fruitful. You're a fruitful path by a well. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. He said, you've been fruitful because you've been by a well. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You know who his well was? His well was God. Amen. Hallelujah. His well was God. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. He had a source. Amen. Although, amen, it looked like he was all alone. Amen. He still had God in his life. Amen. He still looked to God. Amen. He had a source that kept him holding on until the end. Thank God. Hallelujah for that source. He was able to reach beneath that soil and still bring forth fruit. You're that moth by a well whose branches run over the wall. They say the best pearls are out of the deepest of the sea. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know what? How would it be like? Amen. What's the odds of a man, amen, taking a man that's a slave down in prison and putting him over the kingdom? Amen. If it had not been for the hand of God to be in him. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, yes. But oh, he said, Joseph, amen, you've been a fruitful bond. Amen. You've been by the well. Thank God, whose branches has exceeded over the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But there may be a wall standing in your way. Amen. It may be high. It may be wide. Amen. But oh, if you're connected to the fountain tonight, hallelujah, you can exceed over the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, Joseph, although you've been in prison, although you've been despised, although you've been afflicted, amen, you've been able to exceed over the wall. You've been fruitful because you've been by a well. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Brother Collins, I was working with a man. I'll tell you what kind of faith he had. He waited till the last day to tell me that his wife was going in for surgery. He waited till the last day. He had that kind of faith that God was going to deliver her. She had a tumor and spread out to 5 more tumors. They went in that day. He knew weeks ahead, but he didn't say anything to me about it. I'm going to tell you something. That wall can be high tonight, but oh, if you're by the well, by the fountain, praise God, you can exceed over the wall. Amen. Your branches, amen, have ran over the wall, Joseph. Amen. In other words, you're faithful after the storm. You still stood. Amen. After everything that you went through, amen, you stood because you was by that well. Oh, hallelujah. They took her in there and they wore her out. Brother Gary, they wore her out that day. Doctor come out He said, I find no sign of a tumor. Oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Although that wall may be high, praise God. Amen. We can exceed. Amen. Those branches can run over the wall. Hallelujah. We had a sister in our church, and growing up as a boy, I've seen her many a time. In other words, he said, Joseph, you've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. I've seen her many a time. Her husband out drinking, get home late, supposed to take her to church. I've seen her many a time take off walking, and people pick her up with her children, a determination to go to church. She was by a fountain. Oh God. Amen. I want to tell you something. It means something to be by a well. Praise God. Amen. Where the water flows. Amen. It'll bring life to you. Amen. It'll bring nourishment to you. Amen. It's the only way we'll ever live. Praise God. We've got to have the well of life. We've got to have God in our lives. One of the saddest things I ever had to do. Brother Raymond called me. He said there'd been a tragedy in the family. Her son, 17, 18 years old, backslid on God. Him and his cousin and two others was going outside of laying there. They hit a concrete covered. And the impact, it trapped him in the car, and the car caught on fire. Brother Raymond had to go to the hospital. The other one was living. He called me and said, it was on Sunday night just before church. He called me and said, you're going to have to break the news to her. She got to church, and church hadn't started. She was so nervous, she thought that something happened with the church, and we'd had a falling out. Brother Raymond wasn't there. And then to tell her she had lost her son. Oh God. I talked to the other. It was so bad. Amen. It was a closed casket. They said they had to put him in a body bag. Oh God. And then 3 months later, her husband died of a heart attack right out in the front of the yard. Oh God. He was lost too. I'm trying to preach to you tonight on being by a fountain. Amen. That your branches, amen, will run over the wall. Amen. Oh God. Amen. They never had much. They was poor. Amen. And so she got a little insurance money from her husband dying. And so she started fixing up the house. She'd bought things she never had before. A washer and a dryer. She got central air, a furnace. They vinyl siding the house. They put a new roof on it. They remodeled the whole house. She never had any insurance on the house because it wouldn't appraise for much at that time. She's waiting till she got it completely fixed. And then she was going to take and put insurance on it. They was coming to put the carpet in the next day. And she was staying with her son, her oldest son. And that night, the house caught on fire and burnt all the way to the ground. She stood there as she watched the firemen try to put the fire out. And all her request was, God, don't let my Bible burn. A couple days later, the son was walking through the ashes of that complete burned down house. Every bit of this had happened in 1 year's time or less. Amen. She'd lost her son, she'd lost her husband, and she'd lost her home. Everything that she'd had, that she put in it, and
know in church. That young man, her son, went through and found that Bible, and it was unhurt. There was nothing. Amen. She gave it to him, or he gave it to her, and she come to church that Sunday, packing that Bible, going right up the aisle, and she stood up, and she held that Bible up, and she said, "He ain't never done me nothing but good." Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. If you're by the fountain, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your branches can exceed over the wall. They can run over the wall. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They can run over the wall. Thank God. Hallelujah. God's been good to me. If you only knew how good God has been good to me, them branches can exceed over the wall.